So this is the audio recording for the Map Blast. It's a 30-minute class based around really finding your C curve. So we're going to start off standing in your Pilates stance. So really focus on how you've got the feet in that little V position. Think about pulling the inside of the ankle bones apart so you really activate into the inner arch of the foot, and then find a really straight leg, keeping that long alignment. From here, start rolling down, but think about just coming through the spine without the pelvis getting involved initially. So you're really thinking vertical pelvis and using that to really open up the low back and a little higher as well to find that C curve. Only when you need to, allow the pelvis to tilt and roll all the way down. Then to come up, think pelvis first. So pull the pelvis up into a vertical position again, and then allow the spine to rebuild. Do that a few times and then come down onto the mat for your 100. The focus of the 100 is to really have that straight leg, but still in the Pilates stance. So think about the inside of the ankle bones pulling apart still, as if you're on the floor, and then press the ball of the big toe long. So you get that long, 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 long ankle and into the foot, pressing the arms down into the legs, down into the floor, curl up and begin pumping the arms. But I want you to think about how you've got, say, two balloons, one under each armpit. So when you pump, it's really light under the armpits. Really focused though, long legs, super extended, pressing down. From here then, bend the knees up and put the feet flat, and then float your right knee in towards you, coming into your one leg stretch. But what you're going to do is you're going to push down with the foot in order to really find your hip extension and your C curve. So letting the tailbone curl up, and then just do a single side one leg stretch on that side. But keep thinking about that C curve. Then obviously change sides and then go into the full position. And in the full position, really focus on keeping that extension, that hip extension, keeping that C curve, the weight into the waistband, and keeping the tailbone up. Head is lifted. Then go into your shoulder bridge. Make sure you've got the feet underneath the knees. And so that when you start curling up, you're pulling the feet towards you. And as you roll down, you're stretching the tailbone. Think about going along the mat rather than down into the mat. So don't let yourself sort of dump down. Really focus on finding length and connection into the back line. From here, you can add the single leg lifts in that position. From here, go into your double leg stretch. Now do the full double leg stretch. And what you're going to do is you're going to breathe in, stretch the arms and legs away. As you exhale, bring the arms forwards over the legs. So you come into your teaser position where the arms are parallel to the legs, and then everything folds in. So it's breathe in, arms and legs reach away. As you breathe out, circle just the arms. Keep the legs out there. Find that teaser shape. You're not lifting up into your teaser, but you're in the teaser shape with the arms parallel to the legs, and then everything pulls in. Do that a few times, and then we come into your sidekick series where we're going to be up on the forearm. So on the forearm, pressing down into the elbow to the palm, lifting away out of the shoulder, and then we're going to kick forwards and back, up and down, and do your circles. Do all of that in external rotation at the hip, watching though that the pelvis doesn't roll back. Then take hold of the ankle, so you like pull into a quad stretch, and then repeat them again in that sort of quad stretch position to really just help open out the front of the hip. Do the other side, then come into your roll up. Now for your roll up, again, what I want you thinking of is not pushing down with your armpits. Imagine there's balloons under the armpits. So as you come up, you've got a real sense that the arms are going up rather than down and forwards. And that way it's getting us ready for our teaser. Then coming into your spine twist. And for your spine twist, what I'd love is legs together, but still in your V position. Really focus on them being flat and stretching the arms out.
As you twist, say, to the left, stretch your left leg forwards a little to keep the legs level. But think about reaching around the room rather than going back. Remember, though, that both arms reach around the room. So the front arm reaches as forwards and round the room forwards as the other arm goes round the back. And think about going, as I say, reaching out rather than backwards. Then come into swimming. Start with legs only. And I really want you to find a completely straight leg. So don't think about lifting the leg. Think about stretching the leg backwards. And so you only hover it as much as you can keep it straight. Then go into the full position. Again, arm thinking about the straight leg. So really reach the inner thighs long as you do your swimming. Stretch the arms out forwards. But again, think straight arm, straight legs. And almost hover, almost go lower than you feel you can. So you really think about lengthening. Then coming into your open leg rocker, and you're only going to hold up as high up the leg as you can keep that straight leg again. So in this position, you may feel further back than upright, and that's fine. It may be hard to balance, but that's fine. I want you to really find your C curve. Do four with the legs apart and then bring the legs together and do four with the legs together. Really thinking of your C curve. Release the hands and you're going into your teaser. So from here, bring the arms and legs parallel, roll down to the waistband and back up four times. Then four times lower and lift the legs, and then four full ones if you can, building up to four if you want. Finishing on your mermaid stretch, so having the knees bent and just side bending over each way, finding the lovely C curve, but now in your side position. Any questions, let me know, and I hope you enjoy it.